Mishnichnas Ador Marbin Besimcha, thank you for joining us today for the OU Global at the Tehillim Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. Daily Call began nearly 4 years ago as a response to the pandemic, and has since evolved to serve as a daily pause, as an opportunity to convene from around the world to daven, to pray with various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program, for making it a part of your day, and Yom Shlishi, the 18th day of the month of Adar Aleph. Please continue to have in mind to daven for a 6-year-old girl here in Boca, very much in need of our collect filos. Please keep in mind Chaya, Yael Shoshana, Bas Chana Fredel. Chaya, Yael Shoshana, Bas Chana Fredel. In your tefillos on the call, as well as in your personal tefillos. Collectively, with a broken heart, we continue to gather on this program, on this call, under the most difficult of circumstances. The Jewish people, there is nothing that gives expression or broken hearts in our tefillos, our prayers for salvation, as much as these timeless words of Tehillim. So we gather today for a few moments to hear some words of Divrei Chizuk and to recite Tehillim together, for our brothers and sisters in Israel, and for all those in need. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back. It's been a while. I got on the call 7 seconds late when I have another Yeki on the call, so I'm going to hear it. And introduce Rabbi Chanoch Oppenheim of the Charlotte Torah Center in Charlotte, North Carolina, to share Divrei Chizuk. Had a great privilege to spend some time with Rabbi Oppenheim in Atlanta the week before last. Always a true privilege to be together. We'll be followed by Rabbi Oppenheim slowly reciting the following 5 chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. We'll be followed by Achenu, the Mishaderach for Tzahal, the Mishaderach for the Shavuim. And Rabbi Oppenheim will conclude with the Mishaderach for the Cholim, and we'll pause, giving each of us the opportunity to insert names of all those whom we are davening for. To receive the daily Tehillim call reminder email, you can subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. The Chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Oppenheim.
Thank you so much, Naftali, for this chus. Synagogues throughout the world will be reading about one of the most famous incidents in the whole Torah, the whole Tanakhal Bible, that of the golden calf. Perhaps instead of famous, we could say infamous. And I believe everybody knows the story, but there's a small encounter between Moshe and Yeshua, between Moses and Joshua, when Moses encountered what was going on and heard all this singing and partying at the golden calf. And he encountered Yeshua, Joshua, and asked him, so to speak, what's going on, or Yeshua told him. He said, "V'yishma Yeshua es kol ha'am reo, v'yomer el Moshe kol milchama b'machane." Battle sounds, Joshua says, battle sounds are heard in the camp. Okay, Moses responds, "V'yomer ein kol onas gevura, v'ein kol onas chalusha, kol onas anochi shemeya." Moses answers back, it's not the sound of strength, meaning a song, a victory song. No, it's not the sound of weakness, a song of defeat. I hear a sound of distress. Now, the Yerushalmi, the Jerusalem Talmud, comments that when Moshe heard Yeshua's inaccurate assessment of what was going on, he commented that if Joshua didn't know the difference between a battle cry and a noise of distress, how in the future would he be able to lead the Jewish people? Well, it does seem a bit harsh for Moses to challenge Joshua's leadership ability merely because he had incorrectly interpreted the noises he heard. What connection is there between leadership ability and being able to distinguish noises? Well, the answer lies in a deeper understanding of Yeshua's perception of the sounds he heard. He knew these weren't mere battle cries and thought they were sounds of partying and intoxication? No. The battle he's referring to, Yeshua thought, was one of rebellion against God. The people were partying because they didn't feel the need to listen to God or his values. They had built an idol in rebellion. They didn't want to be told what to do. And this is analogous to the behavior of a college freshman who for the first time in his life is away from his parents. Nobody telling me what to do. I'm without rules. I'm without restrictions. There's a lot of partying. There's a lot of drinking. There's a lot of rejoicing at this seemingly newfound freedom. But Moses interprets the noises differently. He says, no, they're sounds of distress. The people might have been in drunken partying mode, but the sound wasn't this result of rebellion. Moses understood that it was a cry of a broken heart. It's the intoxication of the people who think they have been abandoned by their leader, and now they're left in a bleak wilderness. Moses hadn't returned from the mountain. He hadn't come down. He didn't know where he was. And according to their calculation, he was supposed to be there already. They felt abandoned. They felt rejected. Desperation caused them to drink away their troubles. Similar to sometimes in a very meaningful relationship, it's broken. One side gets so sad at the breakup and so depressed that he or she drinks and at the time seems very happy and merry. But actually, he or she is trying to forget the pain of rejection. And so too the Jewish people thought of their teacher Moshe, the one who would teach them God's instruction, the book for good living. He had rejected them, and this is why they were drinking. They had a total 180, and they were drinking for that reason. Moses rebuked Yeshua, Joshua. Why? And because there's an important lesson here about leadership. A leader has to be able to distinguish between people who misbehave out of rebellion and get intoxicated due to that arrogance, as opposed to the lost souls who misbehave out of hurt and anguish. A leader has to be able to look at his flock and find out what pains them. Because when we are in pain, at that time, we actually have the ability to regret our actions. And a leader can help us do that. People don't necessarily want to rebel. They might have simply used poor judgment in reacting to a difficult circumstance. When people are acting difficult or adverse, a true leader possesses the ability to find the pain and not just reject the inappropriate behavior with condemnation. All of us are considered leaders in our own lives. Because we regularly encounter people, some of whom really depend on us, and people who defend us or hurt us. Sometimes it's a friend. Sometimes it's a spouse. Sometimes it's a child we've given so much to, and that child is acting in a way very unbecoming of the way of all that we've given to this child. It could be a coworker. It could be a business partner. And something broke off. And there's a lot of bad stuff going on. But we need to realize that in many cases, if not least, people are acting inappropriately because of their pain or the challenging life circumstance they find themselves in. But we should not reject them. We need to do to the best of our abilities. We need to find their pain, feel their pain, and reestablish relationships. Sensitivity for pain of others, it's not just a trait for tzaddikim, for righteous people. It's a trait for every single Jew. Because as we said, each of us is a leader in some way. You might be the mayor of a city, you might be running a corporation, or you might just be working somewhere. It might be your family or just our own lives. But there is undoubtedly someone in your life, if not many, many people who depend on you. It could be that aunt who depends on that phone call every so often. It could be your children. It could be people at work. People depend on us, and people sometimes let us down. But we need to learn leadership from our illustrious ancestors, beginning with Moshe. Although distressing external actions can sometimes be a real nuisance for us, we can never forget that the doer of these unfortunate deeds might be in extreme pain. And with sensitivity, we might be able to relieve that pain. And the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, may the Almighty grant all of us the ability to find that pain, feel that pain, and help those who have it relieve it a bit and establish our relationships with them. We now move on to Tehillim for Achenu and Israel, those who are in a very difficult situation, both in Eretz Israel and in other places, but especially in Eretz Israel. And we begin with Kapitel Chaf, with chapter 20 in Tehillim and Psalms. Lam Natseach Mizmor LeDavid. Ya'ancha Adonai b'yom tzara, yisagevcha Shem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach recha mikodesh, u'metzion yisadecha. Yizkor kol minchasecha, v'olasecha yidashne stela. Yitein lecha chil vavecha v'chol atascha yimalei. Nuranana b'yeshua tzecha v'shem eloheinu nidgol. Yimalei adinoi kol mishalasecha. Ata yadati ki oshi adinoi mishicho. Yaneu mishmei kadsho b'gvuras yesha yemino. Eile v'rechev, eile v'susam, v'anachnu v'shem, adinoi eloheinu nazkir. Hema karu, v'nafalu, v'anachnu kamnu, v'nisadod. Adinoi oshia, hamelech yaneinu, v'yom kareinu. Chaf Gimel, 23. Mizmor le'David, adinoi roi lo echsor. Binos desha yarbitzeni al meimenuchos yenahaleni nashi yeshovev yancheni b'man kedek leman shemo gam ki eilech b'geit al maves lo irarak yata imadi shivtecho mishantecho hema yenachamuni. Taroch lefanai shulchan neged tzurirai. Dishanta v'shemen roshi kosi revaya. Achto v'chesed yirdefuni koyamei chayoi. V'shavti b'veis adonoi le'orech yamim. We move on to Psalm 121. Kuf Chaf Aleph. Shir l'malos esena erim me'ayin yavo ezri me'im adoinoi osei shamayim v'oretz al yitein l'mod raglecha yanun shomrecha. Hine lo yanum velo yishan shomer Yisrael. Adinoi shomrecha, adinoi tzolcha, yad yiminecha. Yomam ha-shemesh lo yakeko v'yireach v'loilo. Adinoi yishmorcho mikora, yishmor es nafshecha. Adinoi yishmor tzeschol v'recha, yad olam. Kuf Lamed 130. Shir hamalos mimamakim karasich adinoi shima bekoli tiena eznecha koshubos lekol tachonunoi im avanos nishmoya adinoi miyamod kim chaslicha leman zivarei. Kivisi adinoi, kisan ashi, valizvaro hochalti. Nashi adinoi, mishomimu boike, shomimu boike. Yache Yisrael adinoi, kim adinoi acheser, virbe imo fedus. Vahu yifte, es Yisrael mikol avonosov. They conclude with Kuf Mem Beis 142. Maskil David Basam Rasafila. Koli Eladinoy Esak, Koli Eladinoy Eschanon. Eshpoch Lefanov Sichi, Tzarasi Lefanov Agid. Isatef Eloi Ruchi, Atriata Yadata, Nesivasi Baorach. Zu Ahalech Tanuf Akli. Hebit yamin rehev eili makir, avod menos mimeni ein doresh lenavshi. Zak yalecha adinoi amarti ata machsi chelki ba'eret hachayim. Hakshiva el rinosi kidlonosi miod, hatzileini berodfai ki anso mimeni. Hotsia mimiskar nashi lohodeth eshemecha, ki akhtira tzadikim, ki sigmol oloi. Achelu kol deis Yisrael, anasun betzor v'shivya, ha'omnin ben v'yom ben v'yavosha. Amokim yirachem aleihev, yotsia betzor v'vacha, mefeil ura, meshuba v'geula. Hashka b'galav zman kari, v'namar amen.
I'll now say the special prayer for the Chayalei Tzahal, the members of the IDF, the Israel Defense Forces. Misha berach avisenu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, hu yavarech es Chayalei Tzahal Haganah Yisrael ha'on din ha'mishmar atzenu, Ba'ari Eloheinu, Migvol Halavan, Ba'ad Midbar Mitzrayim, U'min Hayam HaGadol, Olavo HaRava, V'yavasha V'avir V'yam, Yitein Adinoi Esa'evenu, Hakonum Aleinu, Negofim, Lifneihem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yishmor V'yatzil, Chayaleinu, Mikol Tzara V'tzuka, Mikol Nego V'machala, V'yishlach Baruchah V'atzlacha, V'chol Ma'atzi Yadehen, Deber Sameim, Tachtehem, Yeter B'ketzi Yeshua, The terrorist Netzachim, the Akuim Behem Akosov, Ki Adinoi Elohechem, Haholech Imachem, Lehilachem, Lochem, Im Oivechem, Loshia, Eschem, Vinimar, Omein. And now the special Mishaberach for the Shvuyim, for those who are, unfortunately, have been taken hostage. Mishaberach Avesinu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Yosef, Moshe, Aaron, David, v'Shlomo. V'yavarech, v'yishmor, v'yinsor, es achenu, beis Yisrael, hashruyim, v'avur sha'anam ispalim, v'avurom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu yamalei rachamim aleihem. Yishmrem mikol tzara v'tzuka, mikol nego machla, v'yishlach bracha v'atzlacha, v'chol ma'asei adehem, yotziyam v'choshech v'talmabes, yeshivim, Nehera lechek mishpachosehem, v'namar amen.
And we conclude now with the mishaberach for cholem, and I will pause at the point that I pause. Feel free to insert any person you know who needs a refuah shalem, a complete recovery. Mishaberach Avisinu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Moshe Aaron David Vishlomo Hu Yavorech V'Yarape Es HaCholim. Bavur shana mispalim bavuram bischarze hakodish boruchu yamale rachamim alehem lachlimam ufrosam lachsikim lachiosam yishlach lehem erfua shalema minashamayim besof shar holy Yisrael refua se nefesh refua se guf hashta bagalav izman kariv v'nemar amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Oppenheim. We look forward to having you back on the program in Yirtz Hashem, please God, in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment, tefillah, prayer together. Wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world.